Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Lombard. Batting second. The second baseman, Damian Easley. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting fourth. The DH, Randall Simon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Robert Fick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos Pena. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Shane Halter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Truby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brandon Inga. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jose Lima. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The first baseman, Scott Hatberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fourth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting fifth. The DH, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Terrence Long. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John Mabry. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Hudson. And now, play ball. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombard hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Easley takes first base on ball four. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Higginson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lombard. Hatberg reaches second base with a double. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tejada hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lombard. Tejada reaches second base with a double. Hatberg scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simon hits a line drive into right field. Mabry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mabry. Simon moves to second. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simon moves to third. Carlos Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. Simon scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Halter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Higginson, who is chasing the ball. Ellis reaches third base with a triple. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lima fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mabry, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mabry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lombard, who is chasing the ball. Mabry reaches third base with a triple. Ellis scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lombard. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Mabry scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pena scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Scott Hatberg, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatberg hits a fly ball into right field. Fick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Truby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Truby strikes out. One out. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Inga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lombard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Truby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. Justice hits a pop-up towards third. Truby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Easley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Easley is hit by the pitch. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson is 0-for-1 in the game. Higginson hits a fly ball into right field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Simon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Durham. Easley moves to second. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fick hits a line drive into right field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Easley moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Pena is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pena is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Ellis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mabry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mabry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mabry takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to second. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Long moves to third. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Mabry. The throw from Inga and he is safe. Mabry steals second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fick. Hatberg reaches second base with a double. Long scores. Mabry scores. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. Adam Bernero now pitching. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatberg moves to third. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Shane Halter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Halter is 0-for-1 in the game. Halter hits a fly ball into right field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Truby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Truby is 0-for-1 in the game. Truby hits a fly ball into right field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Inga is 0-for-1 in the game. Inga hits a fly ball into center field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 0-for-2 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ellis hits a pop-up towards short. Halter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombard is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lombard for the out. One out. Damian Easley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Easley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Easley takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Higginson is 0 for 2 in the game. Higginson hits a line drive into right field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Simon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mabry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mabry strikes out. 2 outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Halter is 0 for 2 in the game. Halter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Truby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Truby is 0 for 2 in the game. Truby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 0 for 2 in the game. Inga is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easley fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tejada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a fly ball into center field. Lombard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Walker now pitching. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric Burns now playing left field. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Hiram Bocachica pinch hits for George Lombard. Hiram Bocachica is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bocachica takes first base on ball 4. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Easley is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Easley strikes out. There goes Boca Chica. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Bobby Higginson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Higginson is 0 for 3 in the game. Higginson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boca Chica scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hiram Boca Chica now playing center field. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 3 in the game. Chavez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Ellis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Boca Chica, who is chasing the ball. Ellis reaches third base with a triple. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Peña scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. 1 out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Truby settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Truby. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mabry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mabry strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Farnsworth now pitching. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Farnsworth. Ellis scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Bradford now pitching. Carlos Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Peña hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Halter is 0 for 3 in the game. Halter is called out on strikes. 1 out. Chris Truby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Truby is 0 for 3 in the game. Truby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Truby for the out. Peña moves to second. 2 outs. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 0 for 3 in the game. Inga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.